From November 30th to December the 1st, 2004, George W. Bush made his first official state visit to Canada. 3 days of protests were planned around those visits to highlight the American and Canadian governments' involvement in wars throughout the world and the implications of those wars here. November the 29th was the International Day of Solidarity for the Palestinian people, and there was a protest in Ottawa just the day before Bush arrived.
Today is the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. This very same day, 57 years ago, the United Nations came out with a partition plan in which the Palestinian people had no say. Following this plan came the creation of the State of Israel and came the creation of the Palestinian refugees, which today number over 5 million. The largest refugee population in the world that continue to live in refugee camps across the Arab world. Out of these 5 million Palestinian refugees, there's 100 Palestinian refugees who are here in Canada seeking refugee status. Yet Canada is planning to deport them. We've been fighting for over 1 year now to stop this deportation, and we'll continue to struggle to stop it. Ahmed Nafa's best friend, Ahmed Abdel Majid, was deported last year, exactly the same month, put in exactly the same detention center. Other Palestinian refugees are facing exactly the same situation. This might happen again tomorrow, it might happen again next week, it might happen again next month. These Palestinian refugees have left Palestine or have fled the Palestinian refugee camps due to the policies of the U.S. government and the Israeli government towards the Palestinian people. So we're here to stand in solidarity with Palestinians in Palestine. We're here to stand in solidarity with Palestinians in Palestinian refugee camps. And we're here to stand in solidarity with Palestinian refugees right here in this demonstration who are standing amongst you. We're here to stand in solidarity with Ahmed Nafa, who's sitting in jail right now. We're here to stand in solidarity with every single Palestinian refugee that's facing deportation in Canada.
Today is a day of solidarity, international solidarity for Palestine. As a refugee Palestinian who lived 25 years of my life as a refugee in Lebanon, and after 57 of our expulsion from Palestine, living in a refugee camps in Lebanon and in the occupied territories, as most of Palestinian refugees who come to Canada, looking for a future, we came to Canada. Facing here now, 100 of us are facing deportation back to the camps, back to the occupied territories. And especially we have the case of Ahmed Al-Aqra, who's being detained since last Tuesday, and he's facing deportation tomorrow. Ahmed Al-Aqra has a special case. His brother got accepted and he got rejected because it was different IRB member, immigration to the board member. It was like a lottery. Two brothers, same case, same situation, same house. Two different judges. One got accepted, one got rejected. And we are here to demonstrate in front of the state, in front of parliament.
Actually, right now, we're almost about to pass Parliament Hill. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel bad, actually. Before we come here, we know that Canada is a humanitarian country, free, democratic country, but not anymore. After 4 years of my life here, what I noticed is that Canada is all racist. The IRB member, immigration to the world who are judging people's life, are racist, ignorant, don't know anything about Palestine.
How does it make you feel that Bush is coming to town tomorrow?
Well, I guess it's all the United States who started our problem like 57 years ago. And Bush like is one of the major, like, one of the leaders, like, well, whose policies affecting us everywhere, especially after 9/11, like affecting policies of the refugees, like Canada's following the American policy when restricting the immigrants coming in Canada, which is affecting us big time.
Of refuge is under threat. In fact, this meeting that Bush has with Martin is going to focus on Bush's security agenda. This agenda which aims to restrict immigrants and refugees, to negate their rights in the name of anti-terrorism. This policy is a sham. It's filled with lies and jingoism. Its basic idea is that it's okay for us to go and invade other parts of the world. It's okay for Bush to go and destroy Iraq, raise the entire city of Fallujah. It's okay for Canada to go and declare the Jewish National Fund a charity in Canada, give it a charitable status. This agency which specializes in colonizing Palestinian land. It's okay for Canada to give Israel this special status, to fund it indirectly with hundreds of millions of dollars through the Canada-Israel Free Trade Agreement. It's okay for Canada to be involved in this process of selling out Palestine, in the process of Bantustanizing Palestine, of transforming it into a new South Africa. This is what Bush is coming here to Ottawa for.
Many people made long journeys to come to Ottawa for these days of protests, from cities including Toronto, Hamilton, Windsor, Montreal, and Quebec City. One of those people was Hazam, of the Coalition to Stop the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees in Toronto.
I'm with the Coalition Against Deportation of Palestinian Refugees in Toronto, okay. And we're here protesting both the Canadian complicity and Canadian support for Israeli occupation of Palestine and the Israeli apartheid in Palestine, and Canadian practice of deporting Palestinian refugees, stateless Palestinian refugees, despite its commitments against statelessness and its commitments to protect refugees in general. Palestinians face the worst conditions in the world, both in the refugee camps in Lebanon and in Palestine itself. And to have Canada deporting people back to these conditions, as it's doing with Ahmed Nafa now, shows both the corrupt nature of the system here, the immigration determination system, the refugee determination system, and it shows Canadian complicity in apartheid and in occupation and its hesitancy to basically indict Israel on its very obvious and very clear brutal practices against Palestinian people.
Could you tell me a bit about the situation of Palestinian refugees specifically in Toronto?
Yeah, well, in Toronto, it's the same as in any other place in Canada, but Toronto has a lot of Palestinian refugees who come directly from Palestine. In Montreal, there are many more who come from Lebanon because of the French-speaking connection. But so in Ontario as a whole, not just in Toronto, we probably have hundreds, if not thousands, of Palestinian refugees in the area. And basically all of them go through the same corrupt process, and many of them face deportation unless we step in to support them. And we need the support of the entire Canadian population for these policies to change.
Have any of the Palestinians in Toronto actually been deported yet?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, many. And it happens on a monthly basis, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the refugee determination process takes months, and people live in stress for months and months, and most of them are here with their families, with their children, and then when they get deported, they either get deported to the States, if they came in from the States, ending up spending months and months in jails, in detention centers, mostly in New York, and then ultimately deported to Palestine.
And finally, how do you feel about George Bush coming to Ottawa tomorrow?
I think the fact that George Bush is visiting Canada and the fact that Canada is receiving him is a clear indication of the fact that of Canadian complicity in U.S. war crimes abroad, and the fact that that basically so much U.S. control over Canada, particularly on immigration determination processes. So this idea of homeland security has extended from the United States into Canada, and now our immigration system is basically run out of Washington, D.C. instead of being run out of Ottawa. And we're demanding that basically we be able to enforce our own refugee determination processes, enforce our own laws, and to actually enforce them properly without the corruption that's currently being used.
Thank you.
It's in the interest of... a long-term peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world
that we work for a free
and secure,
and secure and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
Ahmad Nafa was deported by Immigration Canada back to the United States on the morning of Tuesday, November the 30th. That same morning, George Bush arrived in Ottawa and was met in the streets with anger and protest.
SAGO. Globalized terrorism began in 1492 with the conquest of the Americas. Manifest Destiny was responsible for the genocide and ethnocide of indigenous people in the United States of America and in Canada, and it continues today in Iraq. My people have a word that we use to describe every American president since George Washington, and that is Ruthie Noose Wageta, which means the village burner. And this is what George Bush is. He's a village burner. He's burning villages all over the Middle East and all over Iraq. Say no to the occupation. Say no to the occupation of indigenous land in Canada, the U.S. Yo, honor.
Legitimate resistance against an illegal occupation of their home. I was there as hundreds and hundreds of people fled Fallujah as American planes bombed it to bits. I was there as people fled Fallujah as American snipers shot at ambulances, took over hospitals, took over mosques. I was also in Sadr City as the resistance waged there, and I saw the missiles go through kitchen walls. I saw children in the hospital bleeding to death because of American bullets. Those bullets are Canadian-made bullets. SNC-Lavalin, Canadian Corporation, is making those bullets. A rage entered my body that day, and it's a rage that I think we all feel here, and nobody can tell us what to do with that rage. We have an unequal opportunity today to be the resistance within Fortress North America to put our bodies on the line as bodies are being eliminated across Iraq.
Noticed that we weren't going to be able to organize, but we organized, and this is amazing. You know, I keep hearing in the papers, I keep reading in the papers that Bush is here to make peace with Canada, to mend bridges. That's why he's here. Let me tell you something. Bush is here for one reason, and that's to make war. He's here to build fortresses. He's here to co-opt Canada further into his illegal, immoral, and barbaric war on terror. And we want no part of that war. That's why we're here today. We know what that war means. We know the barbaric face of that war. Andrea just told you about it. We read about it today on the cover of the New York Times, the International Red Cross, saying that torture is being committed in Guantanamo Bay. That is this war, and that is this man, George Bush. We want no part of this war, but we are part of this war. And it's not just the Canadian corporations that Andrea has told you about. It's also that Canadian forces, Canadian police, are training Iraqi police in Jordan to go and be the quote-unquote Iraqi face of the occupation. They are being sent in to occupy their own people. And I want to tell you what that looks like. Last week, U.S. forces decided that they wanted to invade the most sacred Sunni mosque in Iraq, in Baghdad, in Adamiya, but they thought it would be culturally insensitive to do it themselves. So they sent in their human shields, who are the Iraqi police and Iraqi soldiers, who our forces are training. They also sent them into the hospitals in Fallujah and Mosul. That is the face of Iraqification, and we want no part of that. These are human shields. They're being sent in, and they're being sent in to die. They're being sent in to be slaughtered. In the past 11 days, 86 Iraqi soldiers have died in the past 11 days alone. They're dying at a much higher rate than coalition soldiers. Many Iraqi soldiers and police don't even tell their wives where they work, and they cover their faces with masks, because they are being treated as the enemies of their own people. We want no part of that war, but we are part of that war. And that's why we're here to say no, not just to George Bush, but to our own government, to our own corporations. They say that the problem is training. There needs to be better training for Iraqi forces. The problem is not training, my friends. The problem is the occupation. The problem is the military occupation, and it is the corporate occupation. And we're here to end it. Strong today. I want to say to all of you that we came here because we want to be visible. We came here and we're not going to be polite. We came here because we will not disappear. We came here because peaceful protesters are gunned down in Iraq. We came here because it is our right, it is our duty. Be brave.
This report on the Ottawa demonstrations against George Bush was produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff. What happened in the old days, all men?